Senator from Butler.
Just to remind everyone, this is the bill that was perfected last night. This legislation is designed to provide incentives to parents of children who are removed from their homes because of illegal drug use, drug manufacturing, or distribution to seek out treatment for rehabilitation in a timely manner. History shows that less than 20% of parents ordered into a drug treatment program ever even enrolled in the program after 1 year of their children's placement in state custody. Nationally, as many as 75% of our children who were removed because of drug abuse and placed in state custody later return to the home for reunification and have to come back to state custody. So they continue languishing in foster care for sometimes years and years with their dream and hope of being adopted dwindling away as they become older. This back and forth, plus months and years of uncertainty, is very difficult for these children. Currently in Missouri, we have 12,000 kids in the foster system of an annual expense of over $52 million just for foster home care. In the last 36 months, money spent for foster home care has increased over 40%. This does not include the expense of legal representation, court costs, health care, and many other expenses that are mostly borne by our counties. This negatively affects our education system by children moving in and out of different homes and the lack of stability of a nurturing permanent home. It is obvious, and evidence proves, that our children deserve to move faster through the permanency process and place for adoption. After all, children have rights too. Mr. President, be glad to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Butler. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 1st, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from the 10th.
Senator from the 10th, do you yield?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
Senator, I don't want to drag out the proceedings unduly. I know that you expressed some concern about this bill and the perfection debate, and I just want to make sure that I understand what your concerns are before we call the roll on it.
Sure. My concerns with the bill as it is at this point is that on the piece that remains in the bill, I think that there are some issues that are unclear that are going to create a significant amount of confusion in the courts. My fear is, based on talking to the judges and the commissioners that handle these cases, both in St. Louis and Kansas City, as well as talking to the attorneys for the juvenile officer that file these cases, guardians ad litem, and attorneys for parents, their concern is that this is actually going to drag out the actual legislation and or litigation and appeals process, which is going to result in greater lengths of time before these children receive permanency, which is kind of the opposite of the intended effect or intended purpose of the bill.
Are you able to explain to me why it is that folks seem to think that that's the case? And the reason I say that, I've spoken with the senator from Butler about this well before even pre-filing began.
Sure.
I know it's something that's near and dear to his heart, and I think what he's trying to accomplish here is laudable. But I know you have concerns. You've expressed those of others. I want to make sure I understand exactly why it is folks are concerned that this might have an effect that is different than what's intended.
Sure.
And I say that standing here, I'm not sure standing here exactly how I vote on this. I share the senator from Butler's concern for the issue. I just want to make sure I know the implications of the vote I cast. That's all.
So, Senator, my main issue is this. My biggest concern, I worked with the senator from Butler, and he was fantastic and patient and was open to an amendment that I offered, and my biggest concern was resolved with that amendment.
Sure.
And that was taking away more discretion that had been put in for the Children's Division to not use reasonable efforts to reunify families. My secondary concern, and the reason that I'm still having problems with this bill, is on page 5 of the Senate Committee Substitute.
Sure.
I feel that there is confusion relating to the issue of unfit parents. When you go to a termination of parental rights case, both parents have to be terminated, and they are looked at individually. And my concern, Senator, is that you're going to have a situation where one parent is terminated because of the actions of another parent. And I don't want that confusion to take place. I don't like that. If you've got a father who is drug-free, who has no criminal past, and you've got a mother with a problem, then terminate the mother's rights, but let there be a chance for reunification with the father.
And vice
My
versa.
Fear is the way it's drafted would possibly harm those father's rights. It's not positive. I can't get anybody to help me draft language, and I can't come up with any language on my own that corrects those concerns and fears that I have. And then the second issue is just the fact that we want to make sure that these kids are getting into a permanent situation as quickly as possible, and I think you have to address both parents, and at this point we're just addressing, I think, the offending or problem parent. And so, Senator, I feel, as I mentioned last night, that what we have right now when it comes to our abuse and neglect system is a completely broken system. It is absolutely at the worst that it's been, as far as I know, in 20 years.
And I think the senator from Butler shares that concern.
I think
am I wrong?
He absolutely does. And that's why, ultimately, I was willing to try to make the one change that I could and then just agree to let this bill keep moving forward, because if you don't have these conversations and you don't keep moving the ball forward, then there's no change. The one thing that I was excited about and I talked a little bit about last night is one of the biggest problems that we had in the Children's Division of the state of Missouri is leadership, and we have a new leader now. And I am really excited to see about the work that he's doing and that he's going to be doing, and I'm excited about his vision for the Children's Division. And I can't wait, frankly, to get back to Kansas City and start working with our local Children's Division and all of the folks involved in the process there so that we can help move this forward for these kids, because the senator from Butler is exactly right. These kids deserve better.
Well, and let me suggest this, and I understand, and I want to take the opportunity to hear your concerns out. I'm going to give the senator from Butler a chance to speak to it here in a moment as well. But because there are some nuances to this, I thought it was important to take the opportunity here on third read before we proceed. That said, I'll note that, you know, in the event we third read and pass this out today, which I think is likely, you know, the bill moves across the building, and it's not as if this will be the end of the legislative process.
No, absolutely.
This,
so. And that's the whole process, Senator. I mean, the reality is that I have concerns because of the clarity and the kind of narrowness and tightness of the bill, or the lack thereof. That's not a reason to stop it.
Sure.
You know, we have opportunities on the House side. We have opportunities in the conference committee. We have opportunities through, you know, all sorts of things. And the fact that we're actually having I am thankful to the senator from Butler for bringing this issue forward, because I was so overwhelmed by the problem that I didn't even know how to start addressing it.
Sure.
And so the fact that we get an opportunity to stand here on the Senate floor and talk about it is fantastic.
Well, and I will tell you, as I stand here, I am leaning toward casting a vote to advance the legislative process on this issue. But I wanted to hear you out before
sure,
doing that.
Absolutely. I just, at the end of the day, even with the amendment that was on last night, the family court commissioners and family court judges that I've spoken to in St. Louis and Kansas City had a discomfort level that was high enough that I'm still a no vote, but that doesn't mean we can't make it better. We have a few, you know, month or weeks left here in the process, and I think that this legislature has the ability to hopefully do that.
Well, I respect that, Senator. Thank you. Mr. President, may I inquire the senator from Butler?
Senator from Butler, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Senator, first, thank you for bringing this bill forward. I know that this is an issue you are very passionate about. I know that you have worked extensively with the senator from the 10th to try to get this into shape to advance the bill through the process. I just wanted to give you an opportunity before I put my microphone down and we all go and vote to speak to anything that the senator from the 10th raised, just so that members of the body can hear you out further on some of her concerns.
No, I'm good with her amendment. I'm just wanting what's best for the children. What we're doing right now is absolutely not working. The senator from the 10th will tell you that just in the last couple of years, we've added another 3,000-4,000 kids to the foster care rolls, and it's just getting to be an epidemic. Just funding alone just for foster care, home placement, just for that expense, has went from 30-some million to 52 million just in a matter of less than 36 months. That expense is not just born there, but also our counties, especially rural counties. You know, we have to pay defense for the parents, you know, the children, and that comes from the county's budgets. So I also, another reason I wanted to bring this bill also is make it safer for the division workers. If we can reduce that amount of time, it's less time that the division workers are having to go in and meet with these these families, and also their dockets are getting so full. That way we can also cut back on the workload and maybe even do a better job. So it's just we're not getting anywhere how we're doing it now, and I'm wanting to once we'll, this bill has nothing to do with removing children from a home. I want to make sure everybody understands that. It's once they are removed from a home and it's over drugs, then what I want to do, I want to provide incentive for the parents to immediately get into drug rehab. And my goal is maybe we get parents into drug rehab earlier than a lot of them wait 12, 15 months before they ever get serious about getting drug rehab. So that's what I'm trying to do is get the incentive, get the parents to seriously straighten up and move forward in their life and provide a nurturing home for their children.
Well,
and hence, if they can't, then these kids deserve the opportunity to move on with their life.
Well, and if we can accomplish even a little bit of that, it will go a long way. Because I knew there were different points of view on this bill in its current form on the floor, I just wanted to take a minute to have that give and take. This is a deliberative body. I think that that's an appropriate exercise, even on third read. Thank you for your work on the issue. Thank you for the discussion, along with the senator from the 10th. Senator, I will tell you, I am inclined to say let's move this bill across the building, recognizing that there's more discussion to be had, but it's a very important issue. I know you've worked very hard on it, and I think it's time to move forward. Senator, thank you.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed working with senators from the 10th. It's a lot of experience.
Further discussion. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise? From the where?
10th.
Senator from the 10th, do you yield?
Yes, I yield.
She does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. I hope this isn't the last time I can stand up these next 10 weeks to say this, but last most appropriate time, I want to thank you for your knowledge, expertise, and passion in the field of family law. In my time down here, I've tried to focus my passion and energies on this space, but I don't have your knowledge and expertise, and I've come to rely most explicitly on your capabilities. So I want to thank you very much for sharing your knowledge and wisdom and making my efforts in this space better than they otherwise would have been.
Well, Senator, thank you very much. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not going to inquire the senator from Butler, but I know you're on your way out. I've not filed for re-election, and I think this is hopefully a good start. The senator from Butler, his passion is similar to mine in this space, and hopefully he can make advancements in foster and adoption care law that you and I tried to work on in our time together.
I agree. I know that there are several folks here in the chamber, including the senator from Barry, who have talked about the issue of kids in the foster care system, and these are our kids, as you know. I mean, we as the state of Missouri have been told that we are the guardians of these children.
Right.
And these kids deserve better. It is not their fault that their parents have messed up. And I think that we are having conversations on the floor is one of the most important things that we can do. That coupled with new leadership and an exciting crop of workers out there who are passionate about it, I think we can really move this issue forward, and I hope that the senator from Butler continues his good work on that.
Thank you for the inquiry, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion. Senator from Franklin, for what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the senator from Butler.
Senator from Butler, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
How are you, Senator?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I just wanted to mention that, I've appreciated that you as a member of our caucus, you were there during the process when we were deciding who our majority whip should be, and I've never gone around and asked people how they voted or anything, but mm-hmm. I was very fortunate to become the Senate Majority Whip. And so in that capacity, I take it upon myself to think that maybe there are just some things that I should help hold true, like Senate traditions and things like that. You know, the whip in the Senate really doesn't do a whole lot compared to, how it is in the Senate. So we whips have to think up things. We have to think up ways to make ourselves, seem important. And so one of the things that I've decided to do is just try to hold true to tradition. So I just wanted to ask you, because I'm not absolutely sure, is this your very first bill that you will be passing out of the Senate?
Yes.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Well, Senator, the only reason I ask is because it is Senate tradition to congratulate a relatively new member when it is their very first bill that they've ever passed out of this body.
Is there anybody approaching me from the back with Gatorade rings?
Well, I hope that the rest of my colleagues will just help to honor the fact that this is your very first bill that you've ever passed out of the Senate.
And, it is.
I just wasn't sure if everybody knew that, so I just wanted to clarify with
you. I think everybody appreciates that, actually. I don't waste much time up here.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator from Butler, you are recognized to close.
Mr. President, I move the Senate Bill number 530 be read a third time, finally passed.